Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we're going to spend our last couple of minutes this morning with the founder of an organization called Build It Green. Here now to talk about what they do is their program director, Justin Green. That's a great name for what you do. I guess surname is destiny, huh, Justin?
Yeah, I guess so. Sort of worked out that way.
So pertinent to what we were talking about with the previous guest this hour, half of all New York City's trash comes from building construction and demolition. And so you're working to mitigate that?
Yeah, we're sort of a cross between like a Goodwill thrift store and a Lowe's. So we have an 18,000 square foot space in Astoria, Queens, and we take in unwanted building materials from all over the city. So that consists of doors, cabinets, appliances, windows, lumber, even paint. And we resell it to raise money for environmental education programs at our environmental education center, Solar One. And we also use it to help fund operations at our parent organization, which is Community Environmental Center.
So you resell stuff from construction waste, but you're a nonprofit.
Right, exactly. We're a nonprofit organization. So we're part of, you know, sort of a larger budding movement of social entrepreneurship.
So how do you respond to people who come to your warehouse, eyeball some kitchen cabinets, and say, it's not green, it's used.
Right.
Bamboo is green.
We do get that still, you know, it's pretty funny. But, I mean, exactly as Amanda and your, you know, previous guests were talking about, there is a big sort of environmental impact of making sure you reuse things. And that comes in a number of different ways. It comes from not landfilling. You know, landfills create a large amount of methane gas, which contributes to climate change.
And you've got some really interesting things you've come across in your business. I heard about the set of urinals from the movie set of Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of TV and movie production that goes on in New York City. So there's, and they also produce a lot of waste. So, you know, we take in whatever we can from that. I mean,
and can I call your organization to come pick up my old cabinets, say?
Yep, exactly. If you have a nice set of cabinets, we'll come to your house and pick them up.
All right. Now, tell us how people get in touch with you if they want to either buy or sell with Build It Green NYC.
Yeah, it's all donations to us, but it's bignyc.org is our website. And you can call our number, 718-777-0132.
And we have also linked to it on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Justin Green, thanks a lot for telling us about this.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Leonard Lopate coming up on WNYC right after the latest news with Mario Batali, the famed chef and now cookbook author, among other guests with Leonard today. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. Thanks so much for your contributions today on day one of our spring membership drive.